As the San Jose Sharks attempt to nibble at the lead the Pittsburgh Penguins have established in the Stanley Cup Finals, a debate is raging across North America. Really, that garment that a hockey player pulls over his shoulder pads, is it a jersey or is it a sweater?
Sweater, definitely. Clearly sweater. It says a lot about the romance of the sport, and I think that adds a lot to the aura, the mystique of the sport.
Vipal Manga is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He usually writes about corporate finance and other matters even more important than this, but when the question of sweater v. jersey came up, he could not keep silent. See, Manga was raised in Canada. He moved to New York 17 years ago, and while he's always been firmly in camp sweater...
To my dismay, though, there have been times when I've caught myself in the midst of calling it a jersey. And, it's sort of like a creeping takeover that's happening as I spend more time here.
Manga understands that hockey players no longer wear thick woolen sweaters to stay warm. In fact, today's hockey jerseys are made from double-knit polyester and other synthetic fibers meant to keep players cool. And Manga knows that, like the Sharks in this year's finals, he might be fighting a losing battle.
The NHL, I believe, calls it jersey. All the marketing materials are jersey. The Hockey Hall of Fame calls it jersey, but just because they're the official institutions does not mean they're right.
If you want to call it a sweater, then by all means, call it a sweater.
But what do you think it should be called?
Jersey.
Representing Camp Jersey, we have former NHL player Dave Silk, a.k.a. the guy we call whenever we have a hockey question. Before winning Olympic gold with a Miracle on Ice team, Dave was just another kid playing in rec leagues south of Boston, where fistfights did not exactly break out over what to call the uniform the players were wearing.
Everybody wore a jersey. Everybody wore a jersey. There were no such thing as sweaters. That's what the people in the stands wore.
Once Silk made it to the NHL, his acquaintance with the hockey sweater began. By then, he knew better than to be surprised by unfamiliar expressions.
Once you start getting used to playing with and against Canadians, you come to understand that they have a whole nother language. And I remember one of the first times that I played against a Canadian team when I was still in youth hockey. And, you know, there was the usual pushing and shoving. And so I think I probably swore at a guy. And one of the guys said, "Your mother swims after troop ships, eh?" And I had to go back to the bench and ask the coach, what does that mean?
It would be easy to assume that this is merely a semantic difference between the languages spoken in the U.S. and Canada. But even within this country, Silk says, hockey players have a language all their own.
You go out to Minnesota and they call hockey pants breezers. There is a regional distinction for sure.
Breezers, eh?
Breezers, eh? just leave them over on the Chesterfield, eh?
And it turns out that those regional differences play out north of the border as well, as Vipal Manga found out this week after his expose on the jersey v. sweater controversy was published in the Wall Street Journal.
My friends on the eastern part of Canada all said sweater, no doubt sweater. My friends on the western end called it a jersey, which led me immediately to question their Canadian bona fides, but it just that could be the dividing line, old Canada versus new Canada. Or as I like to say, right Canada versus wrong Canada.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to agree that there is no right or wrong with regard to the debate about jerseys and sweaters? I mean, in this contentious world, couldn't we? Anyway, you can link to Vipal Manga's Wall Street Journal article, "The Great NHL Debate, Is It a Sweater or a Jersey?" at onlyagame.org.